Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 5, Who is Peaceful? Krishna Bhaktas are free from all material desires. Those who are liberated theoretically by knowing simply that the living entity is not material may still have desires. Although they may be technically classified amongst liberated souls, their main desire is to become one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, such persons are very much attached to Vedic rituals and righteous activities, performing them in order to enjoy material prosperity. Even when some of them transcend material enjoyment, they still try to enjoy the spiritual world by merging into the existence of the Supreme Lord. Some of them are also desirous of attaining mystic powers through the execution of yoga. So as long as these desires are within one's heart, one cannot understand the nature of pure devotional service. And therefore, when one is constantly being agitated by such desires, one is not peaceful. Indeed, as long as there is any desire for material perfection at all, one cannot be at peace. But since the devotees of Lord Krishna do not desire anything material, they are the only peaceful persons within this material world. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma kotishu api mahamune. O great sage, O Shukadeva Goswami, out of many millions of liberated persons and persons who have achieved success in mystic yoga, one who is completely devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who is filled with peace is very hard to find. For simply desiring mukti or liberation is not sufficient. One must become factually liberated. When one understands the futility of the materialistic way of life, one becomes advanced in knowledge, and therefore he or she situates oneself in the vanaprastha order, unattached to family, wife, and children. One should then further progress to the platform of sannyasa, the actual renounced order, never to fall again and be afflicted by materialistic life. Even though one desires to be liberated, this does not mean he or she is liberated, for only rarely is someone liberated. Indeed, although many men take sannyas to become liberated, because of their imperfections, they again become attached to women, material activities, social welfare work, and so on. Jnanis, yogis, and karmis, who are devoid of devotional service, are thus called offenders. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. One who thinks that everything is Maya, instead of thinking that everything is Krishna, is called an Aparadhi, offender. Although the Mayavadis, impersonalists, are offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna, they may nevertheless be counted among the Siddhas or those who have realized the Self. They may be considered nearer to spiritual perfection because at least they have realized what spiritual life is. So if such a person becomes Narayana Parayana, or a devotee of Lord Narayana, then he or she is better than a Jivan Mukta who is liberated or perfect. This requires higher intelligence. There are two kinds of jnanis. One is inclined to devotional service, and the other to impersonal realization. Impersonalists generally undergo great endeavor for no tangible benefit, and therefore it is said that they are husking paddy that has no grain. Stula tusha vigatinaha. The other class of jnanis, whose jnana is mixed with bhakti, are also of two kinds, those who are devoted to the so-called false form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and those who understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Sachit Ananda Vigraha, the actual spiritual form. The Mayavadi devotees worship Narayana or Vishnu with the idea that Vishnu has accepted a form of Maya and that the ultimate truth is actually impersonal. The pure devotee, however, never thinks that Vishnu has accepted a body of Maya. Instead, the pure devotee knows perfectly well that the original absolute truth is the Supreme Person. Such a devotee is actually situated in knowledge. He or she never merges into the Brahman effulgence. Ye nye ravindaksha vimukta maninas twayasta bhavad avi shuddha buddhayah ahuhya krishtrena parang padang tatah patanti adho nadrita yushmad angrayah. O Lord, the intelligence of those who think themselves liberated but who have no devotion is most certainly impure. And even though they rise to the highest point of liberation by dint of severe penances and austerities, they are sure to fall down once again into material existence, for they do not take shelter at your lotus feet. Evidence of this same point from the Srimad Bhagavatam is also given in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Lord Krishna says, Avajananti mang mudha manushin tanum asritam parang bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. When the rascals, mudhas, see that Krishna acts exactly like a human being, they deride the transcendental form of the Lord because they do not know the parang bhavam, the transcendental form and activities of Lord Krishna. Such persons are further described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita as follows. Mogasha moga karmano moga jnana vichetasa rakshasim asurim chaiva prakriting mohinim sarta. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views, and in their deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Such persons do not know that Krishna's body is not material, for there is no distinction between Krishna's body and Krishna's soul. But because less intelligent men see Krishna as a human being, they deride him, because they cannot imagine how a person like Krishna could be the origin of everything. Govindam Adi Purushan Tamaham Bhajami. Such persons are described as Mogasha, baffled in their hopes. Whatever they desire for the future will be baffled. And even if they apparently engage in devotional service, they are described as Mogasha because they ultimately desire to merge into the Brahman effulgence of Krishna. And those who aspire to be elevated to the heavenly planets by devotional service will also be frustrated because this is not the result of devotional service. However, they are also given a chance to engage in devotional service and be purified. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punyasravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Surit Satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and who is the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Unless the dirt within the core of one's heart is cleansed away, one cannot become a pure devotee. Therefore, the word sudurlabha, very rarely found, was used in the verse spoken by Maharaj Parikshit to Shukadeva Goswami at the beginning of this section. And not only among hundreds and thousands, but among millions of perfectly liberated souls, a pure devotee is hardly ever found. Therefore, the words Kotishu Api were also used in the same verse. There are 90 million demigods and 70 million sages, who are all called Narayan, Nayana, or devotees of Lord Narayana. But among them, only a few are called Narayana Parayana. The difference between the Siddhas and Narayana Parayanas is that the direct devotees are called Narayana Parayana, whereas those who perform various types of mystic yoga are called Siddhas. The Narayana Parayana, or devotee of Lord Narayana, is the only blissful person. One who becomes Narayana Parayana is already liberated from material bondage, and he or she already possesses all the perfections of yoga. Unless one comes to the platform of Narayana Parayana and passes over the platform of Bhukti Mukti Siddhi, he or she cannot be fully satisfied. That is the pure devotional stage. Anyabilashita shunyam jnana karmadyanavritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktir uttama. One who desires nothing but Krishna and who is not influenced by the process of jnana marga, cultivation of knowledge, actually becomes free from ignorance. A first-class person is one who is not influenced by karma, fruitive activity, or yoga, mystic power. He or she simply depends upon Krishna and is satisfied in his or her devotional service. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Narayana Parasarve Na kutascha na bibhyati. Such a person is never afraid of anything. For him or her, heaven and hell are the same. But not knowing the situation of a Narayana Parayana, rascals become envious. And by the grace of Narayana, a devotee is situated in the most opulent position in the material world. However, rascals are envious of Narayana and his devotee. But the devotee endeavors to please another devotee of Narayana because the devotee knows that by pleasing Narayana's representative, one directly pleases Lord Narayana. Therefore, A devotee offers the best comforts and facilities to one's spiritual master. Outsiders who have no knowledge of Narayana are envious of both Narayana and his devotee. Consequently, when they see that Narayana's devotee is opulently situated, they become even more envious. And yet, when the devotee of Narayana asks such foolish persons to come live with them in the same comfortable situation, they do not agree, because they cannot give up illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. Therefore, the materialist refuses the company of Narayana Parayana, although he or she is envious of the devotee's material situation. In the Western countries, when ordinary men such as storekeepers and workers see our devotees living and eating sumptuously and yet not working, they become very eager to know where they get the money. Such people become envious and they ask, "How is it possible to live so comfortably without working? How is it you have so many cars, you have bright faces and nice clothes?" Not knowing that Krishna looks after his devotees, such people become surprised and some become envious. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 5, Who is Peaceful? Recorded May 13, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.